Hello everybody, Size Talk here. Here to talk to you about today's brand new episode, but before then, hello, how are you doing? Yes, good morning, good afternoon, or wherever you are in the world, also hello in the afternoon or the middle of the night. So today we're going to be talking about a specific thing that has been happening within the Instagram community, especially where it comes to foot models and the issues that they're dealing with today. Now, the main problem that foot models are dealing with today is that someone or people out there are constantly making these fake reports saying that something is completely not true about their profile or about the pictures that they have. For some reason, Instagram thought it'd be a good idea to have an AI do the work, while the AI can't even tell between something that is completely false or doesn't even bother checking. So now it just instantly deletes the entire foot model's followers, all that stuff. They've worked their butts off to get to 15 or 1,000 or anything above the K line of subscribers. And right when they get to at least 10 to 30,000 followers on Instagram, it immediately starts getting to the point where Instagram starts becoming sketchy and saying, whoa, hey, this seems very sexual. We should probably delete your entire account so you can lose all of that progress and all the pictures that you did have. My thing is that there really aren't many other places for foot models to advertise themselves or at least make their own business and services. Even when going to Twitter, it's also not as easy as it is on there either. And it's really depressing where you have several favorable foot models on there that you love looking at on Instagram, checking up on them, send them direct messages saying, hey, how are you doing? Hope things are doing okay. Hopefully you are, you know, a-okay with things going on. Do you need any help or anything that is a supportive foot supporter, at least in my case? To confirm here, I actually have several accounts on Instagram, which is Footbacker, the Size Supporter on there, and some other things that I do on there to help support communities, such as the foot model community, or size community on Instagram, followed by helping models on both sides of the coin here that they need help just as much as anybody else. And there really isn't much help out there besides, you know, people that I know that make collages or, you know, actually fund them for the content and the customs that they create or the pictures. A lot of things that they take the time out of their day to create. But my thing is that now you have haters that are out there that want to ruin it for everybody. Because I know a couple of models on there that have had several situations where they had tons of followers, tons of them. And then suddenly, one hater that could not handle the fact that they did not like what they said to them or the fact they kept being a stalker and everything else. And they said, you know, I'm going to make a false report to Instagram and they're just going to auto believe it. And guess what? It happens. You see on the next day or at least a week or two later, it just immediately removes their entire account for the foot model. And then the other person just doesn't get any sort of issues or problems. But that just tells you that's making the foot model feel like I should not keep doing this on Instagram. There's nowhere else for me to go. So now it's the big time question here is where do foot models go next without feeling like Instagram is just going to auto delete their progress? There are a lot of amazing women out there, even giant male models or, you know, a whole bunch of other things that a lot of people put a lot of effort and time into. And they can't do much of anything where it comes to these specific haters and those that just want to ruin someone else's day by making false reports or just didn't like the fact that they responded to them in an angry way because they probably kept stalking them or sending dick pics. Because if you go on Instagram or you are a model on Instagram, I'm pretty sure that is the number one thing you keep dealing with. Someone that is just sending dick pics every time, and it is just a wonderment on how they are not been reported or removed. Even if they say on their profile, do not send me any of these pictures, and yet somebody's just like, hey baby, I'm interested in you, take a look at this, you might be interested in me later. And reality, no woman in the world would ever just go, wow, look at that, man, I'm definitely gonna date you now. I mean, sure. You hear the sarcasm in my voice? Just stop. Just seriously, stop doing that type of crap. That is creepy. That is some disturbing shit, because I had to help a foot model with making their backup page, and that is the first thing that I saw on these messages. Either someone sent an image, or somebody sent the eggplant emoji, or someone was just being a creepy stalker asshole. And I have to say, it disturbs me every day that every single foot model has to deal with this type of shit every day. Even those that just want to just show off their feet because that people would actually like to see what they do. And yet, we got people that keep ruining it and destroying the experience. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to use any names because, you know, I don't want to. Well, let's point this out here. I'm not going to say a name, but her name starts with a K, and she was a great foot model, Asian foot model. She has really beautiful feet. Everybody loves her. She's really nice, and sure, she has another profile that's about smoking and some other things, but she had to deal with tons of situations where people kept stealing her pictures and a whole bunch of other videos and stuff, and they just posted them everywhere. And she has a career and a job. She wanted to keep all of that on Instagram, where it's respectfully watched. But now people had to ruin it for others by just say, oh, well, I'm just gonna just post it anywhere. Well, you shouldn't have been posting it like on Instagram just to be taken. Reality, there are ways to go around Instagram by downloading someone's images and stuff off their profile with an extension or something along those lines that could just take it right off there. And then they post it over YouTube and other places. It's a really disturbing thing, and it's something that is really disrespectful. That's why you see many models today having watermarks all on their stuff, because they don't want people spreading it farther or even way ahead more than Instagram. Respect the model's content. If they don't want it to be spread around everywhere, then don't do it. If they gave you permission to post this video or image or helping them out by spreading a shout out, then do that. But don't just take it upon yourself to take all their stuff and then get them into trouble, and then all of a sudden now people and haters are making reports, fake reports, and just going, wow, this person, they posted some very disturbing things. You need to go check that out. And then Instagram is just going to believe them, and then they'll just remove it. It's a really messed up thing to do, and people have done it constantly on Instagram, and it is a very disturbing thing. So please respect your foot models. They take the time out of their day to create this stuff, and you need to be more respectful to them of the things that they do for you and your viewing pleasure. But thank you for listening to this episode, just so people know what's going on in the Instagram world today.